What does this all mean? Although the Gentiles did not try to follow God's standards, they were declared righteous in God's eyes. And that happened through faith. But the children of Israel, who tried so hard to keep the law, to become righteous before God, they never succeeded. Why not? Because they tried to make themselves righteous before God by fulfilling the law. Instead of trusting Him, they stumbled over a big stone on their way. Reading this passage of the scripture in the book of Romans, in chapter 9, verse 30 to 32, it causes me a lot of attention. Why some received justification and others did not. And in fact, by only thinking that by doing good deeds, they deserved heaven or gained God's favor, the Jews believed that by adding more good standards to what God had said, in that way they deserved heaven, salvation, the feeling that God saw them as righteous for their God's actions. But God does not work that way. Instead, those who had nothing to do with the Jewish people were simply justified by understanding that there was something, or that there was someone who did something. In our own strength, we can never do it. And that was Jesus, and His sacrifice was enough to draw us closer to the Father. Unfortunately, there were many people who saw the miracles of Jesus and listened to the words that He said, but they were never really open, and they never opened their heart to hear how they should listen. This is what happens when there is a certain altruism in us, a certain pride, a certain arrogance. That's the word. And the tremendous thing about arrogance is that everyone realizes it except ourselves. With arrogance, we always think we are right. We become stubborn. And when something happens, for the arrogant, everyone is wrong except for him. That's how it happened with these Pharisees. People who knew the law, knew the religion, but they did not know Jesus. And I cannot say that God, I love Him, if I despise His Son. It is like someone who comes to tell me, Pastor, I love you, but I hate your children. So you are not loving me, because my children are not outside of me. They are a part of me. Jesus is a part of the Father, His purpose, and of the plan of which the Father sent Him to die for humanity. His love is open to everyone. The problem is that not everyone deserves that love. However, He continues with open arms. And being stubborn, arrogant, proud will lead us many times to the uncomfortable situation of being insulted, meeting the rock, and then making the decision. What are we going to do with that rock? I'm going to explain to you a little more what I mean. Some time ago, I was able to travel with my wife and children. We made a road trip from Barranquilla to the place called Guarate in Antioquia. It was 2 days of a long trip, and we realized the beauty of that town, but also something that caught my attention, and it could not go unnoticed. It is a large stone, a large stone that is founded there. It is called the Rock of Pelon in Guarate. This stone had more than 600 steps. And you can walk it, and you can climb it. But once you arrive above, they are more than 200 meters high. I think they are approximately 220 or 230 meters high that you manage to climb. And when you are above, you see everything so beautiful. And thinking about this text of the word, when the Apostle Paul says that those who did not want to listen to Jesus stumbled on that immovable rock. According to the visit to that place, I was meditating a little on those situations that suddenly the owners or the owner of that land could have done with that piece of rock to call it that. Now I realize that they did not take a bad decision. This rock has been a heritage for them, and it has served them a lot. Now imagine what you are going to build if you have a vision, right? And you have an idea that you want to carry out, like many. You are listening now. What idea do you have now? And suddenly with the pandemic, you have to restructure many things. And all the time, you have considered that where you put your eye, you put the bullet. You call it this way. That is, where you put the vision, there you prosper. And it's true that perhaps God has given you that gift in business. And suddenly now, you are thinking of something new. And you put what you want to build. Let's look at it this way. Join me. You want to build a vision that you have in your heart. But something happens. You already have the land. You have the resources, which are within the budget of your project to carry it out. But once you are going to start, news reaches you. They tell you there is a large rock in all the center of that place that you acquired. To do what you want to do. You go, you look at the rock, and you don't like it. You don't like the rock. So you tell your employees that need to remove that rock. They start to do it, but they can't. They start to tell you, you have to invest in machinery to be able to remove it. And so you invest in more machinery. The machinery does not come. They tell you, there is another way to remove it. But it is much more. And you begin to realize that you are going out of budget. The days are passing. And you are wasting time and money and removing that rock. Because you don't like it. Because you don't agree. Because it's there. And that is what you want to do. I would look bad if I left the rock in the middle, right? So you decide to invest much more and you spend a lot more money, a lot of more time, people and resources. You could have invested in the project. You could have invested by taking away something which was there, but that you did not like. Perhaps the altivity, the arrogance of not doing things your way leads you to invest much more. And in the end, you have to come to the conclusion that it is impossible to remove that rock from there. And you can have other alternatives in addition to what you already spent. You can spend more or you could use it. You know, that's how it happens to us in life. And I wanted to give you this example because unfortunately, sometimes we are stubborn. And when the Bible talks about this rock, it talks about Jesus. It is difficult for us to let God take care of our projects, because we consider them ours. And my beloved friend, we do not own anything on the way of life. When we want to do what we want and we fail again and again, we realize that ahead we have a rock, and that rock is telling us that things are not as we believed. That rock was always there, and every time we want to move forward, what we see ahead is that rock. I will be more explicit. We see Jesus, and everywhere he wants as you go, they tell you about God. You have dreams, you have plans, but you want to be in control of all things. You don't have. You say you believe in God, but until then, you don't want to have anything to do with God. And then over and over again, sometimes you hit that rock. As it happened to the Pharisees. And the tremendous thing about hitting the rock is that you end up hurt. Now the rock is there for something, but you have not wanted to see it because your arrogance doesn't let you. Unfortunately, we were born like this, unfocused from the life that God gave us, unfocused from His purpose. Jesus explained it this way in Matthew chapter 7, from verse 24 onwards. Two men who had the opportunity to build their houses. The problem was not the adversities that they had to live, but the foundation on which they built. One built a mansion on the sand, but when the times of crisis came, his house fell because it did not have a good foundation. And the other simply built the rock. And although times of crisis came, his house never fell. We cannot change life. We cannot change adversity. We have to live. We cannot change the moment. We cannot change the season. What will make a difference is what we are going to build on, so that we can better understand in whom or what we have believed. And if we have already given our life completely to God, because it is not the same to say I believe that God is real, to follow Him, and to follow Him is necessary because there is no other way. He is the only way. Otherwise, it will happen to us as the men who did not use a good foundation, and in the end, giving up everything. Now Jesus uses this simple sample simply to compare the wise man who takes the rock to build because he received the best advice. And Jesus said, whoever hears my words and does them, I will compare him to the prudent man who built his house on the rock. We can be attending the temples. We can be listening to the devotionals. But from everything we receive, from everything we hear, do we really keep it? And do we heed the advice that every morning we receive from God? Or are they just some simple, beautiful words, but I continue doing what I want? It's what the Pharisees did. They hit the rock. That is Jesus Christ. They already had it there all their life. And Jesus did not come to teach us a religion. Jesus came to teach us what true life is in the kingdom of God, a life for which we were designed and that we are missing today, a wonderful life, because we want to live our own way. And we are not realizing that we are talking and taking our family ahead. We are taking ahead all those who love us and that we say we love simply because we are stubborn. Not wanting to listen to God. I want to tell you that there is a better life. That there is no better life than to be in Christ. Separated from God, we can't do anything. So I take this little story to which I placed the rock or the great stone. Do you want to do it? Are you going to continue wasting time, investing resources for your stubbornness? And I hope you are understanding me, because I am speaking very clearly. You want to go around the rock because you want to continue doing things your way and taking God away again and again? Or are you going to continue tripping over the stone? Do you want to make a decision of your life to build on it? You have those two options. God is at the door. Jesus is at the door. But you decide. Do you want to continue to be in control and make mistakes all your life? Or do you want to say, thank you, Lord, because now I understand that rock has been necessary. Now I can see what I couldn't see before on that rock. Now I can build my house and I know it will never fall. Father, I thank you for these words, Lord. It is a word that makes us think, realize how many times we have said that we have believed, but we are still doing things that seems to us. We continue to beat against the stone, against the rock that is Jesus. Thank you, because today we can understand that your job is not to hinder our path. On the contrary, it is to align ourselves with yours. You are the unshakable rock. And when we are planted in you, we will never move, Lord, because you sustain us. You take care of us. I pray that each person today can understand these words and can receive the treasure in their hearts. Father, today I want everyone to make the best decision of their lives, and that is to build their lives on the great stone that is you. Father, in the name of Jesus, amen. This was a translation from your pastor and friend Elias Hodges. Remember that God always arrives just in time. And he wants to invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Just In Time Devotional. A hug. Blessings.